Tonight is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And if you happen to be on the call next Saturday, this will be our June birthday party night. So, let's see what's new out there. We can continue on from yesterday. We'll just see what kind of is going on with people. So if you wish to call in, you can. Let's just have a fun night tonight. We'll go to the Lightship in about 10 minutes here. If you have any questions, we covered a lot yesterday. We'll just see if we can continue on here. So this could also be our paranormal night here. Well, back to you, Harry.
Okay. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome. So if you would like to call in, the numbers are under the Station 2 play button on the BBS page. For those of you in the U.S. and Canada, the toll-free number is 888-429-5471. And if that doesn't work, try area code 530-513-6472. So we do have an interesting question to start the night off, Ron, especially since we're going to the Lightship. And Cade is asking if you would explain how the healings through the Lightship differ from other modalities.
Well, this is Source Energy working with you, so that's probably the first thing that could be different. A lot of people claim they use Source Energy, but they will use physical modalities, teachings from a book, and if it came from a book, then you know that it's mind energy. So then you need to figure out, well, if it's mind energy, since mind energy is controlled by the darkness, which is what gave you the mind energy to think from, then, you know, what's happening to you when you get hooked up to the mind energy through a healing? Will the healing from mind energies work? Very possibly. And maybe even faster than the light can do, because the darkness, the mind energy, gave you your problem. That's kind of how you have to look at it. So it is completely different. It's instantaneous. And it depends, you know, what your belief system is. Remember, you're dealing with energies that are around you from these energetic bodies. And energetic bodies were put in place by the Earth Spirit. So this is why you have a lot of problems, because you're recycling your DNA from ancestors, which should not be done. And you're also bringing forth to yourself a lot of energies of judgment, which is stored inside of your body. So it gets to be kind of interesting as you look at the difference between the darkness energies, mind energy, versus the light, and the light works instantly. But you see down here, since you're living here, you have these energetic bodies to keep your body from being killed by thoughts, by mind energies, which would be psychic attacks. And these energies do not have a healing at all from light, as they were not created by light. They were created by the Earth Spirit. And so this is why you have so much trouble here, as these energetic bodies that's keeping you alive is also going to, in a sense, sabotage you, in a sense. You need to get them out of you in order to have your body cleared. That's why you want to do a whole lifetime emotional clearing. Very, very important. Do you have anything to add on that, Carrie?
Sorry, I'm chewing my Brussels sprouts and onions here. No, that sounded pretty thorough. I mean, I think one of the differentiations to make, and Ed kind of has written it in here on the fast chat, is that we only get the opportunity to work with the Lightship when it comes around every 2,000 years, and, you know, we're all lucky enough to be in bodies and have encountered you this time around, and that you're the conduit for this energy, whereas everyone else on the planet is not. Any other healer, unfortunately, cannot do this. So that's one difference that probably we need to understand, too, is that there's this little window of time where we can, through you, get these types of healings. And that our spirit, because we've been abducted out so many places and times, doesn't have the horsepower to do all the things that you're able to do. So those are some differences that probably would be good to understand. But other than that, I think you probably explained it.
Yeah, so the light only works, in the present moment. Doesn't have any history, doesn't know anything about you, sees you as perfect. Doesn't have anything like Akashic records to, look at for you. That sees you having your own experience, and it allows you to have whatever experience you would like to experience. Here to experience, so that's the way the light views you. And unfortunately, because of judgments that our ancestors have had and us, in this lifetime, this is the reason why, we have so much problems here, is because everybody is in judgment. Judgment stored into your body. And then from there, it can kill you. So, there's so much that can go on there. And then you also have the aliens that are here keeping you held captive. That's why you want to get a spirit barcode if you would like to get your spirit out of here at the time that the universe of light gets turned off, which we call the ascension. When it's going to be, no way to know. It'll happen sometime. But when it does, you want to make sure that you get out of here. Otherwise, that's why you're listening to me now, is because you're trapped here. And you lost the last ascension 2,000 years ago. How many have you lost prior to that? You're for 50,000 years, and that means that you have lost 25 of them. You've missed the number 26. That's your choice. And the whole gist of the whole thing is, are you willing to take the amount of time and do the work to do the ascension? Maybe your parents never did this. If they would have, then you would have way less densities and everything else. So it's very rough to hard to describe that all of your problems are from your parents, which is true. Grandparents going back. So this is what you're having put upon you, is all this stuff. Not your fault. Is it their fault? They didn't understand the teachings of Jesus not to go outside of yourself, not to do darkness energies or anything else. And that's kind of what happens. So when you pray outside of yourself, when you get hooked up to special meditations or groups of people kind of bringing more light to you and the planet, etc., then you're just bringing in darkness to you even more so. So that's the process. So back to you, Harry.
All righty. So Bet or Betty is asking about the timers on some of the online clearings, it looks like. And she's asking, why do the timers run down real fast sometimes?
It depends how the energy looked when I put the healing up as far as amount of time for the timer. You wish to have it longer, you can. And normally you don't want to decrease it too much because it needs a longer time to get more things cleared out of you. Working with a lot more, energetic bodies that you don't really realize that it's doing. It has to go into this density here. Density is what we're dealing with, and it's not easy to clear out a lot of stuff from people because the densities are so strong. You're dealing with the energetic bodies. That's why the timers sometimes take longer than others. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
It's kind of actually how fast your body can process, too. That's another way of looking at it.
So Lucy is asking a question about timelines here. What causes the mind to connect to timelines?
Well, the timelines are controlled with mind energy. So, and also the mind is controlled, they created mind and they created time, and they both go hand in hand. So you can't have one without the other. It's like having a coin, two sides on it. Now, if you didn't have any timelines, then you would not be able to have your judgments in your body activated. And you'd be probably peaceful, as the external forces around you, the aliens, the unwanted universal travelers, really would not want you because they can't get any energy from you. So time and mind sort of go together. And if they didn't have mind energy, which is your thoughts, remember, you're judging the light. That's what mind is. Whenever you have a thought and you do something where it's a decision that you have to make, yes, no, stop, go, although we have to do that here to live, but then when you have a more critical type of judgment, then you are judging the light. Like, you know, what do you wear, you know, going out? You know, do you have to wear something a particular color? Do you have to be able to, you know, can you wear, you know, just, you know, like dark clothing on a summer day? People don't normally do that. They wear light clothing. So it's kind of how people around you are conditioned. So each time you make a judgment of what kind of shoes you want to put on today, you have more than one pair, or what kind of socks, or this or that, everything in the light is perfect. So you're judging how people are going to respond to you. That's basically it. Hopefully I was able to answer that part a little more correctly. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Larry's just wanting some clarification, Ron, on what you said about the invisible bodies and some of them being created by the Earth Spirit and not created by the light ship. So he's asking, wasn't the emotional body created by the Earth and the body, meaning the rest of our physical body, I guess, created by the light ship before the darkness messed it up?
Yeah, initially there was no emotional body in it because emotions are in duality. And so if we didn't have duality here, then you wouldn't have emotions. And well, the Earth Spirit brought that in to protect your body from being terminated by people's thoughts. And unfortunately, that's kind of where we are now, and we need to clear that out. We have a lot of these bodies that are kind of reeking of energies, unfortunately, and these energies that were leaking with, or, you know, has contaminated us, is bringing forth our problems. If you've been on the phone call, that's another thing you may want to experience, is getting on the calls that we do weekly. They're $20, except for the one on Wednesday. And get on that call, and you're going to be able to feel energies leave you that are causing you harm. So it's up to you what you choose to do, but yeah, the energetic bodies are what was in place, and your body was created from light, has light in it, but the alien sort of hijacked a lot of that from you, and so you're not really fully established and integrated with light. So back to you,
Eric. Okay. Stephanie is saying that she had a dream last night with you in it, Ron, and some other people, and everybody was trapped somewhere, so she's asking for a timeline crash on that. So I don't know if you were listening last night, Stephanie, but we were talking quite a bit about timeline crashing dreams. I think, I can't remember who had had one. And we were talking also about if you wake up in the morning and you don't remember your dreams, Ron explained that we can use the timeline crashing clearing to still timeline crash even if we don't remember our dreams. We can do it every morning just by typing in, you know, crash my dreams from last night, or crash last night's dreams, however you would like to word it. So that was, for any of you who weren't listening last night, we can do that now every morning, whether we remember a dream or not, rather than have to put in specifics about a dream that we do remember. So, Ron, do you want to do a timeline crash for Stephanie's dream?
Sure, and everyone else, we could do that too. So here we go. If you had a dream, we'll do a timeline crash. And when you have a dream, you probably want to do maybe 100 timeline crashes on it, because you are experiencing that, and it's a bleed-through. So, and they can, you know, create whatever they want happening on the dream scenario. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. That should help everybody out a little bit there. Well, let's go to the light ship, everyone. We'll see if we have any more questions after this here. So, only works live on this program as you're listening to it. If you're not, if you're listening to an archive, you're going to feel peace energy. A lot of people like to bring forth the light being on their monitor screen, and we'll feel the energy come in with that. So here we go. Go to the light ship. So you definitely would like to request one healing, and if you want to bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, you can do so. So we're going up. So counting to five. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we're there, and let's go into the room that has, I'm seeing flowers again, so this is great. These are all different types of flowers. I see a lot of roses. And all these energies that we see, and you're bilocated instantly, so if you think that you're not there, you are if you're listening. So here we go. Here's the roses coming our way. Go stronger, 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 and stronger. And next room we're going to go into is a room that has, looks like it's the giraffes. Here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And request your healing. Going to go into another room. And we're going to go into the room that has little penguins. And again, request healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's go into a room. And this room has the black whales here. So here we go. Here they come. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll also go into the room that has the bumblebees. We request your healing. On the light ship, you can be there for a long time. We're here, it's just maybe minutes. And we'll go into the room that has Mother Mary's energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into the butterfly room. This is really nice here. Like the butterflies. Here they come. So one, boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll bring in more butterflies for us. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's go into the room that has the turtles. Well, here they come. And stronger, 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 and stronger. Hey. So, Carrie, do you have any room you'd like to guess here?
I was just thinking the unicorn room.
Okay.
Unicorn.
Sure. Here they come.
Thank you.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll also bring in Mother Mary a little stronger. A little stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into the room that has the bird room. These are the birds. Many birds. Had a pause for a minute here. So here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. More birds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into the room where the dolphins are. We'll be coming back here after this. So here's the dolphin energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Hopefully this was enjoyable for everybody. And we'll be coming back from the light shift now. So coming back down. And here we go. Down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Terry.
Okay, thank you very much, Ron. So let's see. We do have quite a few questions. Like various people have seen various things while on the light ship. Dahlin is saying those are huge butterflies. Guess the unicorns were white, because Dahlin's saying I love white unicorns. So we had, let's see, Shannon was asking a question a little bit ago about, you know, Ron, when you do the chakra clearings and you open our chakras up and realign them and everything, and she's asking why you say spin, spin, spin.
Oh, what happens is that I'm spinning the chakra so that it will actually enhance and get larger for you. That way it'll be more body compatible and give you more healing energy. So that's why we do that.
Okay. Do they stop sometimes completely?
They can close down a lot. That can happen quite often.
And I know you've said they get jumbled up and you've found one chakra in the place where another one should be and stuff like that. I know you've
Yeah,
clearing.
That was real common from people, because a lot of people start running different energies. And how or why, I don't know, but that's what happens. And their chakras get all kind of messed up and mixed up, and that's kind of very common with some people. And you don't even know if it's happening to you, because you may not understand why you feel different. You know, why your body working differently than anybody else's. Maybe why you have, maybe you're a person that gets angry a lot. So you're putting your power chakra energy into your throat, blasting people with that power chakra energy, which would not be good. So, and I mentioned before, like some people get their heart mixed up with their second chakra too, and they think that they have to have a continuous sex with people to feel loved or to give love back to them, and that's another thing that some people have a problem with. But all the chakras can be kind of mixed up, and until you get them realigned to where they should be, then you don't know if you're really off a lot. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
Oh, and then also, just commenting, a lot of the beginning psychic people, people who do readings, end up using their lower chakras, maybe their power chakra or second chakra, we'll say, or first chakra, those main three there, to see if it's safe for them to do anything with or to view life. And sometimes the people who are beginning readers use those, and they tap into somebody's experience as they're trying to do a reading on them. And then they also take what they're interpreting with their own experience that they had and then projecting that onto the other person. So all of the readings should be done, you know, typically your third eye if you're going to do any readings, but there are people who do use the lower chakras to sense people's energies and to do a reading on them. And that's probably much more dangerous because you're actually connecting to the person and courting them with that. The third eye doesn't necessarily court people like the
other. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. Okie dokie. So a couple of questions from Dreamer. The first one is a request for a sample of the judgment clearing, and that is a whole life clearing that Ron offers on his website. So maybe we can all think of a judgment that we had in the last, maybe just today, and if you could do a sample on that, Ron.
Yeah, here we go. So think of what you judged. In fact, maybe you went to the grocery store and you had to select, maybe you bought some eggs or something, and then you had to take the different cards and look at each one of them and got the one that seemed to feel the best to you.
I did that exact thing about 2 hours ago.
Okay, so that could be, you know, it's hard to say if what you got was correct, but you used some type of energy to do that with.
Yeah.
Let's just use that if you went to the store, you know. And maybe you're looking at tomatoes, you know, and, you know, they're all out in the open and you're trying to select which one to get. That could be, you know, a similar thing. So here we go. Let's take away that judgment. Actually, we'll do the first three, whatever one you had, and maybe you did three different samplings and you got the last one. Here we go. So, one, two, releasing the energy out the first one, three, four, and five. And again, next one that you judged, one, two, three, four, and five. And now the third one we'll say. One, two, three, four, and five. Now I'll really mess the works up here. So now I want you to look at each of those three, and did you select the right one? Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
How do we know? We have to judge again to decide. And what's the difference in that situation between judging and using discernment?
Yeah, discernment is a little different. Discernment is probably really based on your judgments, but you don't get energetically connected to it. Well, if you use discernment right now, and you look at those three items, did you still remember it? Did you pick the right one with your discernment? Anyway, that's up to you guys. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So the second question from Dreamer is, this is apparently a big global boot up the matrix meditation tomorrow, going on every hour, apparently. And Dreamer is wondering if we can clear that. So obviously, that's in the future a little bit still at the moment. So what would we, what could we do about that?
Well, you could do a timeline crash in the future because timelines are created, you know, that you experience in the future, so you could take a timeline and get rid of it. That timeline connected to you, that's the first thing. Are you going to be on that timeline where all these people are? Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Is that going to be your reality in stuck into their timeline? Another way to look at it is, you know, on the website we have the media clearing. If you think that you're going to be affected, you may want to do the media clearing, but also do the timeline one. The one would probably work well. But, you know, if everybody's talking about something happening, you know, like we'll say Chicken Little, the sky's falling, you know, and everybody's believing Chicken Little, okay, then that's like a media clearing, and you better do the media clearing. If you heard about it from someplace, then very possibly a timeline crash could help you out a lot. That's kind of what I would look at and maybe do on it. So I'll do a timeline crash for people that have heard about an event happening. I haven't heard of anything, so it's out of my timeline. I just heard about it now, but I'm not putting the energy on it to try to figure out what they're doing. But if you know about something, here we go. So see how your body feels now. Now, if you do feel affected on this after doing this one clearing, your body gets more relaxed. That means that somehow you got hooked up. Maybe somebody hooked you up. Maybe somebody saw you and said, I'm going to put this person into this clearing, you know. Our side practitioner could have done that, or they just happened to do it to you. But if you don't feel anything, then more than likely it's not going to affect you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do one more timeline crash on this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you felt something on this clearing, that means that you're probably hooked up to this particular scenario somehow. That they took away your free choice, free will, or you gave it away. I would say do a timeline crash for many of them. Well, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So I think we misunderstood Beth's question about the different the timers on the online clearings, Ron, because she's saying that, or Betty, I don't know if it's Bet or Betty, if it's Betty that called in last night, sorry, I'm saying Bet. She's saying 600-minute timer runs out after 20 minutes. So I'm thinking what she meant earlier was that the counter just whizzes along really, really quickly. So I'm kind of curious what clearing you're doing that's doing that. So maybe you could type it in, and then Ron can, or I can check the page and see if it happens for us. And then, if so, we can alert the webmaster because maybe there's a faulty timer on some of these clearings. I don't know, but if that's what you mean, maybe you could type that in. Do you have any other ideas what that might be, Ron?
No, we'll just see what Betty says there.
Okay.
We'll find out. Sometimes if you wish to make a timer longer, you can, but timer should just be like a clock timer. So, like Betty also mentioned, is there a clearing to do for rain here in New Mexico? A gray sky clearing may work. Has anybody out there had any success of either not having rain or having rain? Gray sky clearing is what I would probably think of if it's having a problem. Timeline crashing also would probably be one to do for that. You have any ideas, Carrie, also?
No, I mean, if it's too much rain, the gray skies will clear it up. But if you're not having rain and you want rain, I don't know what you would do for that. Yep, no idea.
Okay.
All right, so CMD is asking, what do we write in the timeline crash clearing? What do we write in to clear our Akashic records?
Well, that's probably one of those questions that hard to answer. Because how long have you been here, and how many records do you have? Okay? So, you know, I would probably say I don't know, how many thoughts you have each day. I mean, you have to look at this logically. You may do a day at a time and do clearings. I don't have a blanket clearing that will take care of Akashic records. So what you're asking is probably a valid question, but each time you have a thought, you have a record on that, okay?
Yeah.
So, how many thoughts you have a day? What do you have, like 20, 30,000 thoughts a day? And then going back in this lifetime, how many do you have? Take your age and multiply it out. And then from there, take your parents and your grandparents and go back. So it's a question that I really can't answer. Because remember, you want to do clearings on the website. You know, this sounds like it's a valid question, but it's like a Band-Aid. You know, one clearing is going to fix everything. So first thing is to do your emotional whole lifetime clearing. That will help you up. Remember, your Akashic records doesn't mean anything. It doesn't really imprint you unless you're running DNA. So I wouldn't worry about it, you know. I would strictly start doing clearings, do your different clearings that are going to give you a better life here, rather than worrying about your Akashic records going back 50 to 100,000 years, you say. But that's kind of the way I would look at it. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Marcy's got a question about chakras. She's saying, so the chakras have different directions. They have to be opened, ? Not sure about the different directions part. Did you say something about that, Ron? I know we were talking about them being jumbled up in the wrong place. Did you mention directions? I know you have.
Oh yeah, the chakra can go any way it wants to go. I don't see any reason why it needs to turn a certain direction. Your body does that. Your body will do what it needs to do. And from there, you know, it just needs to be open. You can put a pendulum over your chakras. Have somebody do that for you. If it's not a circle, if it's elliptical or back and forth, not a circle, then you have a problem. So that means that you have less energy there, or maybe block energy. You can work on the chakra by opening it up. But as far as which way it goes, I don't perceive any real reason to say it has to go clockwise or counterclockwise, or they reverse. Every other one goes a different direction. It's just mind energy, if anybody has wrote a book on it. Oh, so they're trying to tell you some way to make it wrong for somebody who doesn't correspond to that book. Plus, if you read the book, maybe, you know, the chakra might work that way. That could be very harmful to you. So anyway, I use the word spin to open it up so that you have more energy from your chakra to help your body heal. That's why I do spinning on them to open them up. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. And Nia is asking where the shrink wrap healing is. And that's not on the website or anything, Nia. That's just something that we do for ourselves. I don't know if somebody mentioned that earlier or if we did. But, Ron, do you want to just describe how that is done for Nia?
Okay. What's the question again?
Well, the question was, where is the shrink wrap healing? Like, you know, where on the website, I guess?
Yeah, it's not on there. So, all you do is request your body to take the energy that it's emitting, and it could be chakra energies, naturally, plus maybe many other energies that isn't even detectable, okay? We just tend to think that there's, you know, the six major chakras plus the crown making number seven. We have other ones that people talk about. I don't get into those at all because I deal with the body. But basically, you just command your body energy, whatever it's emitting, going out away from your body to come back to you. Just command it. Tell your body you want this done. Command your body to do it, and it should be done instantly. That's all you have to do. That way you won't be taking on other people's stuff. Because when they walk inside of your auric field and you're picking up their stuff, you're getting slimed, okay? So you know it or not. And you may start dealing with their emotional traumas that maybe you already got rid of. You got tagged. And you're dealing with the energies of some other person because they like you so much, and you happen to have your energy out so they could steal it from you and cord you with it. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Betty is saying that the timer has done this wacky thing on all of the clearings that she's run at times.
Oh, boy. I would say just to do, maybe go back into your computer and do the reset. Write down the password when you get in there because it's listed on the clearings, username, password. Put on a piece of paper and then go out of that clearing and go into it again. But before you go into it, then just do a, I think it's a reset, which is next to the login button. And then that way it should be fresh each time. Sometimes the computer might have a problem, and it will remember what you're going into each time. So I would try that first. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So Mike is mentioning that he's actually done, 1,500 timeline crashes on his Akashic records and is getting some relief. So, the Akashic records being on other timelines with our clone bodies also. So if you think about your history, Ron, I would think maybe you might be a little focused on your records. So in that case, it probably would be perhaps helpful to timeline crash that. I know you did a sample on a show once, and I think most of us felt it. Do you remember that?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. All right. So Pat is asking whether is it only our activated DNA that gives us problems?
Yes, it is. That's correct.
So maybe you can explain a bit about how it becomes activated. What's the difference between activated DNA and dormant DNA?
Okay, activated DNA is when somebody comes into your life, communicates with you with an issue, and you judge that issue, right away that gets activated, okay? And it could be anything. Once you start judging something, then that activates your DNA, which is your thoughts of your ancestors, and how far back are you going with that particular thought? Maybe it's just a generation or two. A good example is I did clearings before on the program here where we went back maybe to 300 AD. And that energy you didn't know about, but we brought it up and we got rid of it because it was still affecting you by clogging up different things. And if you didn't feel it, that means that you were fine. You didn't have any energy there. But if you felt it, that's probably where it started. And you're dealing with that issue, regardless if you even know about it now or not. So that's kind of the way it works. We could do that if you want.
Okay.
So here we go. Let's take an issue. And I think what issue? Do you have an issue, Carrie? How about being hung? Hung by the neck, okay?
Yeah.
So none of you have been hung in this lifetime. Your parents hung? No, probably not, right? So all of a sudden, you go, well, I don't know about being hung, but I watch movies and I don't like to see that rope hanging from a tree or something. Well, that means that one of your ancestors did get hung, okay? Here we go. Let's go back to 300 A.D. We could do a crucifixion. Let's do that.
Uh-oh.
Back to the time of Jesus. How many of you got crucified on a cross?
I did.
Here we go, everybody. So let's take away that energy. This will be for that one lifetime. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, how's your body feeling? Anybody out there? We can get a call in. Well, we're going to run out of time here.
It's funny.
I myself am feeling thirsty.
I'm feeling throat stuff. I have a slightly sore, slightly dry throat. So I was wondering if my body reverted to clearing, getting hung or strangled or something rather than crucified.
Could be.
Because mine's all throat.
You want to be in, hung, okay?
Mm.
Oh, maybe one of your ancestors was a horse thief or cattle thief or something.
Uh-oh.
And maybe they got hung. Okay, well, that's in you. So here we go. Taking this away. See if any of your throats, maybe your neck will change. Here we go. So one, releasing this, two. I'll stop here. Let's just say that you're a singer and you want to sing. And one of your ancestors got hung. Well, naturally, you know, the vocal cords aren't going to be working right in you. Now you're going to say, wait a minute. How could somebody that died, since the DNA from that person is dead, how could they conceive a child and have it passed on to me?
I was just wondering that.
Okay, so how does somebody affect you after they're dead? And this guy's dead, or girl's dead, okay. Well, remember, entities, emotional bodies, right?
Oh, of course.
They can bring you all that stuff.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. That's why we have that entity call on Fridays, okay? So here we go. In being hung. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, there goes Uncle Harry. Great, 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 great Uncle Harry's leaving. Seven, eight,
good.
Nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Just think if you're a singer, had this clearing, getting rid of entities that were attached to your throat. Remember, once they come into you, they can activate something in your DNA, even though they may not come up in that lifetime. They have all their Akashic records with them, okay? Look at it that way. And they imprint it into you. So, if you're a singer, maybe you can't get some certain notes because naturally you have a rope around your neck. Or you have that physical sensation of your throat being constricted. But I think you guys understand that. Mm-hmm. So everybody start singing. See if you can sing better. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Debbie is wondering if there is something she can do for hoarding. Clearing for hoarding.
Maybe some type of lack clearing. I would probably do the self-empowerment clearing. Because maybe you're getting things that have energy on them, which is what you would like to have in your life. And maybe it's because you're not empowered enough to, help yourself out. And so you're getting energy out of things. So if you get rid of your problems of being disempowered, maybe he won't be hoarding. That's what I would kind of suggest. Also, Marcy's saying energetic cording. We have that, too, on the website. So that's another way of looking at it, because you may be courting things. But I would, you know, I don't know. Maybe somebody else could type in. I would probably stab at, because you want to be self-empowered, and you're taking energy off something outside of yourself. Okay? That's probably why you're hoarding, because you're, maybe you like a certain year of a product or something. Or maybe, you know, you like antiques because you have energies of an emotional body of your great-great-grandparents, and all of a sudden you're going out now looking for stuff in the 1900s. Now your garage is full of them, and you think, oh, you need these because you maybe resonate to them. That's kind of what I perceive happened with people. Then you wonder why you have all this stuff, and it means a lot to you because that emotional body of one of your ancestors is in you having that experience, and you think that you got to go out and buy all this stuff. Remember, well, like I kind of mentioned to people, let's say that a new car comes out. You're watching TV or whatever, you're driving, you see this brand new car. You go, wow, that car is great. And you see what it is, the make and the model. And you go out to the dealership and you look at it, and it has a big price tag on it, naturally. And you're about ready to buy it because you really like it. Well, before you buy that car, just go up and touch it and ask the car what it's giving you. Remember, it has an energy in it that you're missing inside of yourself. And just touch the car. And maybe hold it, maybe, you know, hold the door or sit in it or whatever, you know, but just touching it would work too. And that way you won't have the salesman bugging you to death because he wants to sell you a $50,000 car or something, you know. You know, just touch it and see what it's giving you, because it means something to you. And then take your hand off or get out of the car and contemplate on it. Because most people, when they buy something, they love it for the first couple weeks, maybe a couple months maximum. And then they go, gee, you know, this is really strange because, you know, I bought this thing and my old car worked fine. Just needs maybe a paint job or something, or maybe the tires are getting worn and you wanted to buy a new car because they have new tires, you know. Who knows? But there's always a reason. So, and I look at that too. And so that's kind of, I won't say that deals with you know, hoarding. But, you know, antiques could be that. You could be living life of one of your ancestors that body hop. Remember, your ancestors can have sex with you and your mate. Okay, they can hop into you, make a child for them to live in. All of a sudden, now you got that, your great maybe grandmother, grandfather are with you, living in your body as an emotional body. You don't even know that, but you're looking at stuff that was back long time ago. So that's kind of how I'm looking at this here. But, you know, definitely if you're going to buy like a new car or something, you know, go out and touch it and just see what it gives you. What's the vibrations on it? What you need in that vehicle? Or it could be even a mate. No?
Yeah.
It's all the same. Whatever you're looking at, just touch it. See how, what it does for you. So it's kind of coming to an end. Like what I tell a lot of people is that most people in relationships use the other person because they have something that they're missing. It's going to sound a little harsh, but for some of you, you may kind of understand this here, so don't take it to heart too much. But what happens is the person has something, whatever it is. We'll say that you can't cook, so you get a person in your life who can cook. So you're using them to cook, okay? And so all of a sudden, maybe the person teaches you how to cook. Now you don't need them any longer because you actually got out of them all that energy of cooking. Now you look for somebody else because now you need to know how to do your laundry. Okay? So now you get a divorce looking for the laundry lady, you see? And so anyway, that's kind of the way it is. Everybody uses other people. Hopefully it's an even exchange. And you understand that, but remember, you're drawing somebody to your life that you found out something inside of you is missing, okay? And that person fills the gap up until you finally get it all inside of yourself. what they're trying to give you, and then the person doesn't mean anything to you any longer because you sucked out of them all of your life force energy. Now you got it for yourself. That's kind of the way to look at it. That's kind of the crude, hard, harsh way of talking about it. But that's, if you look at other people, you're going to notice that that's kind of what happens. That's why you have a job. You have a job because your employer can't do what you're doing. Oh, interesting. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, I have 57. I don't know if we should wrap things up, Ron.
Yep, we should wrap it up. So, everybody, thank you for coming on. And tomorrow is our eight-hour call, getting rid of critters. We'll probably be working with some of that nanotechnology again. May even do some radiation, getting that out of our bodies from the Japanese
Fukushima.
Yeah, event. So even the one even further past in World War II. So anyway, thank you, everybody. We'll see you later. Blessings. Have a good evening. Bye, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Ron. Thank you.